Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tenet Meeting Holiness Ministries. My name is Overseer Ken Simmons. We are located in Maryville, Indiana, 46410. Our worship hours is on Sundays at 10 a.m. and our Bible study is Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and you can see us on Facebook. Also, please check out our Twitter and our Instagram and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to hit the notification bell so you can get all the latest content that is on this channel. If you would like to donate or be a part of Tenet Meeting Holiness Ministries, go to our website where you will see everything that we do there. You can reach us at tommminc.wixsite.com/tenetmeeting. And if you would like to email us or talk to us, email us at tommminc@yahoo.com. Now on back to our service. Welcome to Tenet Meetings Ministries. My name is Pastor Ken Simmons. Today we're coming out of Matthew 6. We're going to go with the first chapter. We're going to go to maybe about 14. Okay. And we're going to be talking about how we're supposed to pray. You got to be careful when you get into prayer circles. Be very vigilant, which means, you know, be very open and listen to what people say in prayers. Because everybody's praying for you. And people get in prayer circles and say just about anything. If you ain't paying attention, they get to talking about everything. They'll talk about their aunties and uncles that's in jail. That ain't got nothing to do with the setting at that particular time. And the Bible will tell you, especially in 1 Corinthians, it'll tell you and it talks about how you're supposed to pray. And if you are to pray for yourself, if you got a lot of issues within yourself, take care of that stuff at home. But when you come to church, you're supposed to be about the service, the church as a whole. When we come to pray at church, we're supposed to pray together for one another. Not just about you and your issues. You leave your issues at, you talk to God at home about your issues. If you want to leave them at the altar, leave them at the altar. But when you come into a setting and you're supposed to be praying for the church as a whole, you got to be about the church as a whole. Your personal business and your personal issues, you deal with at home. Or you deal with, you know, at the altar. But don't, but that's on your own time.
Right.
When it's about the church, you're supposed to, especially leaders. Leaders are supposed to be already girded up. As a church leader, if I got a lot of ministers in this church, they're supposed to already be ready. So everything that they do is for the church as a whole. We're not supposed to be going in for ourselves. When we have a whole church that comes here that needs us, you know.
Right.
So the church, I have to be girded up in Christ. I have to be, as the pastor, nobody wants to have to come in and pray for their pastor every day because he got to get himself together.
Right.
Pastor, we're going to go in for you. You ready? I guess. I don't know. I had a hard week, y'all. Don't nobody want to hear that from their pastor?
Right. Right.
The man that's over your soul got more soul issues than you do. You know. Wow.
Wow, for real.
Every time you ask somebody in the church, how was service? It was okay. Pastor had a lot of issues, but he got on through. You know, no.
Wow.
I'm supposed to be ready.
Right.
You know, I'm supposed to be ready to go in for y'all, to talk to God on your behalf, to ready to pray for people that need to be prayed for. I can't pray for you if I got more issues than you do in my heart, and I'm trying to lay hands on you.
Right.
Right?
Right. Amen.
Wow. So, we got...
We gotta be, you know, we gotta do better than that when we come to church. And then you have to be careful of people that are going in for themselves, not only in prayer, but just to be seen. You know, they come in and you got a prayer circle, you got about 4 or 5 people that's supposed to pray, but you standing up there going in 20 minutes on everything, ain't leaving nobody nothing to pray about. After you didn't pray for 20 minutes, then it's time to sit down. So nobody want to hear somebody else go in, and you didn't pray 20 minutes about everything under the sun. You didn't pray about your house, everybody's house, the world, space and time. You know, you didn't just did it all. You know, and then somebody else, then you hand somebody else the mic. For what? You didn't cover it all.
Right.
Now they got to come up here and try to think of something to pray about because you done covered everything. When you knew there's people coming after you. Don't do that. We do too much. And it don't take all that. It don't take all that. Pray and sit down. You know? That's all. So Matthew 6, and we're going to get in here about prayer. How to do it God's way, how Jesus did it, how we supposed to do it, okay. What we are supposed to pray, and how we supposed to pray. Amen?
Amen.
All right. One says, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. And this is what we was just talking about. Practicing your righteousness. You got a righteousness all on your own.
Oh, wow.
Just you. I'm righteous within my own self. You your own Bible. And you standing before people in order to be seen by them. And you just going in about you and your issues. Because that's all that matters to you. It says, you're doing all of this, beware of the practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Because what you're doing is not glorifying God. God ain't giving you nothing back for that. You see what I'm saying? So, everything that you're doing at that point is just about you. You can even be praying for everybody in the church, but it's only for you to be seen. You see what I'm saying? Because you can pray good, and you got an awesome prayer, you know, because there's a lot of people that's just really awesome at praying. But you can go in for 15 minutes, and a 15-minute prayer is long. You sitting there just standing there waiting on somebody to pray for 15 minutes. 15 minutes don't seem long when you cooking or something, but 15-minute prayer is long. That's 60 seconds, 15 times. That's a long time to be praying.
That's a long time.
And they go in and they pray about all of this stuff and doing all of this and everything, but it ain't even about God because you got the wrong spirit about what you're doing. Just because you're good at it. And this is what happened in church settings. Because you are good at something, don't mean you're supposed to always go forth in it.
True.
You see what I'm saying?
True.
Somebody else have something to say also. God gave them something to say just like they give you something to say. You ain't the only one holy in the church.
Right.
You know? It's certain people that only use certain people to do certain things in the church. These people right here, I just use them all the time just to pray. Why? Somebody else got a prayer life? Ain't the only 2 people out of 30 people in the church. You got 1,700 people in the church, you use the same two people.
Oh, wow.
Because they know how to bring the Spirit in. You can't never bring the Spirit in. The Spirit comes with you. Mm-hmm. The Spirit is within you. So if you either have it with you or you don't. Mm-hmm. Right?
Amen.
So if it's in me and it's in you and it's in you and in you, you, you. If it's in all of us, we brought it with us. Right?
Right.
Okay. So I don't have to bring the Holy Spirit into this church. It comes with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a true Christian, then you already have it. As soon as you walk in the door, the Spirit is with you. So we don't have to worry about ushering in the Holy Spirit, because it's already ushered. Mm-hmm. It's ushered in you. All you have to do is make sure you ushered it in yourself before you left the house.
Right.
Amen? Mm-hmm. There's no reward in doing this, being in your own righteousness. None. 2 says, thus when you give, and this is Jesus talking through all of this. I want you to know that. Jesus is talking. He's saying all of this. So this ain't no hearsay. This ain't Paul, Peter. This is Jesus himself. So, knowing that, we're going into 2. 2 says, thus when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets. You doing stuff for other people? Don't be sitting there giving yourself a pat on the back. Now, don't get me wrong. Some things need to be said. But it's how you say it.
Right.
You know. Yeah, Tennessee's church, boy, we done did that thing today, boy. Get on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Proud. Just, you know. Our church ain't playing, boy. We be doing. God don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody else got time for that either.
Mm-hmm.
When you give to the needy, sound no trumpet. You want to take pictures or whatever of what you've done, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But don't go around bragging about it.
Right.
That's the trumpet sound.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
He said, as the hypocrites do. They tell you not to do that kind of stuff, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
It said, in the synagogues and in the streets. So this happens in the church. This is Jesus talking now. So Jesus is saying this happens in the church and in the streets. That they may be praised by others, just so other people can give you thumbs up. You know, I see on Facebook a whole lot of times. You know how pastors always ask for amen. I don't have to ask for amen. You shouldn't have to ask for amen. You either getting it or you're not.
Exactly.
And amen is to be in agreement with what you're saying. So they either agree or they don't. But now I see on Facebook when people preach, yeah, let me get a thumbs up or some hearts. I was dying when I heard that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Can I get a heart or a thumbs up? Just give me whatever you got. Come on now. Everybody give an amen, a thumbs up, or a heart.
Oh, no.
I was like, wow.
Wow.
And then you see hearts and thumbs ups flying all over the place. And I was like, man, this is ridiculous.
Wow.
Just preach. Just preach.
Wow.
Right. Just preach. It says, truly I say unto you, they have received their reward. Jesus said, when you sound off these trumpets and you're doing all of this to the needies in the streets and all of this, and you're asking for these praises, He's like, this is your reward. Thumbs ups and hearts. That's the reward right there. God ain't got nothing to do with it. We got to be careful in what spirit we use to do the things that we are doing in the church. We got to be careful what spirit we use to do whatever we do. Whether it's in the church or not. Because Jesus made it quite plain He says in the synagogue and the streets, which means that's in the church and out the church. Whether you at home or in service, this is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Just to get thumbs up. I see things on Facebook, and a lot of times I just watch. I just watch on Facebook. Sometimes somebody will say something, and I'll put a scripture with it because it, you know, I want to. Sometimes I catch backlash for putting scriptures up there. I never say anything back. It doesn't warrant it. Because now if somebody says something, and then I put a scripture, all I do, I don't put no comment. I just see what the comment was. They'll ask a question or something. What do you think about such and such? And I just put a scripture up there that matches what the question is.
Mm-hmm.
This answers the question. Right?
Right.
And then you will hear somebody come on there, well, this question can't go with this scripture. I don't say a word. Because that was my answer.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't asked to debate it. I was just asked the question.
Right.
And the question was put to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just single me out.
Right.
But if you do, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
This is my answer. And that's all to it. So, you know what I mean? So, it don't matter. But we get like that. And I don't feel like I have to defend the word that I have in me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm never going to fight somebody with scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that a lot. And we have to be careful with that because people can, they can really suck you in because you're trying to defend what you believe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I always feel that I don't have to defend what I believe because what I believe speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
Okay.
People take that scripture and say, well, I don't tell my wife everything. You don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
Mm-mm.
Amen.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
That's not what that means at all. I'm gonna tell my wife everything. You're doing shady dealings with your left hand. Your right hand don't know what you're doing. Your right hand, in these cases,
mm-hmm.
is the spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing all this shady stuff over here with your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. When you give to the needy, don't just go around telling everybody.
Yeah.
Don't go around telling everybody.
No.
Right? You don't have to go around telling everybody. Who is everybody? People that can lift you up in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to do this because, and if I tell such and such and I do it with such and such, then I can be well known,
mm-hmm.
and I'll get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, just do it. God will lift you up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We think that we have to do things to be seen.
Yeah.
I write books, and I do the book signings. I go to the book signings. I even advertise it on Facebook. But a lot of times, I give my books out. The last book signing I have, the books cost $20 online.
Mm-hmm.
I gave away half the books for $10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you know, and some, you know, and then some events we give them away free.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends. But I'm not trying, and a lot of that stuff I don't advertise it at all.
Yeah.
You know, I just do it because that's what God say do.
Right.
We have to, you know, be humble about the things that God give you.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times we exploit the things that God gives us.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't supposed to exploit the things that God gives us. So when you give to the needy, it says, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Now, you do this without telling everybody, God sees you. My wife tells me all the time, sometimes I'll be doing stuff, I'll say some stuff, and I won't be paying attention, and she'll tap me and say, see that mirror? And I'll look in the mirror, and she was looking right at me while I was mumbling on my breath. She's like, I see you. I say, oh, well, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, God sees you. You don't have to worry about being seen by God because God sees you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We give God the glory in whatever we do. He sees it. And you might not... And see, as human beings, we believe we have to be doers all the time and doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
We are called human beings, not human doings.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The only thing God asks us to do is be what? Holy. Because we are human beings. So he asks us to be holy as he is holy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now, as we be holy, we do the things that God tells us to do. And that's all we have to do. So as we ask these things and we do these things, it says, as we help the needy and the less fortunate people doing those things like that, just don't always broadcast it. You know, it don't take a broadcast for everything.
Right.
Now, it don't tell you don't broadcast anything, because a lot of times you can get the word out so you can help more people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, and like I said, it's in the spirit of why. Why are you doing this? Why are you on the broadcast, on the radio, broadcasting what you're doing? Because I'm trying to glorify God and help as many people as I want. Okay. But if you're just trying to get people to come to your church, because look what I did. Look what we doing. No, that's in the wrong spirit. Do it for the right reasons.
Right?
Amen. 5 says, and when you pray, and Jesus goes on, so he tells you about helping out the less fortunate in the first part. Don't tell everybody. And then he says, and when you start praying, when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites. This is the second time I'm talking about these hypocrites. For they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. People that just love the mic.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You'll see ministers growing up and they're... All they want to do is preach.
Okay.
They just want the mic.
Mm-hmm.
All they want is the mic. Why? I'd rather hear the word than be saying it all the time. Mm-hmm. I like to be taught too.
Mm-hmm.
I love to be taught. I love to sit in Bible study and just be taught.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't my call. He says, truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room. And see, what Jesus tells you is that they receive their reward. He said that earlier too. So when you are praying just to be seen, and when you're helping people just to be seen, the reward you get from your fellow man here on earth, that's all the reward you're going to get. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be in agreement with God with these things, because this stuff don't mean nothing. These rewards can mess you up when you get them here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door. Okay? Now, Jesus gives specific instructions on how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
He says, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to the Father who is in secret. Go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. How is God in secret? God is in secret because everybody doesn't know Him. It's not like God is hiding in your closet saying, come on. No, God is not doing it. But God is in secret because everybody doesn't know Him.
Okay.
So, it says, and the Father who sees you in secret will reward you. Because once you go into your room and shut the door, what does shutting the door mean? That's shutting everything out. It's just you and God in there. Shut the world out. And pray in secret. Because everybody don't know God the way you know God.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? You're not going to know God the way I know God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to know God the way you know God. Because
mm-hmm.
God did some things in your life He didn't do for me the way He did it for you. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got the same result. But He didn't do it that way with
mm-hmm.
me. Seven says, and when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases. Oh, man. Heap up empty phrases? What's an empty phrase? Have you heard somebody go on and pray, and while they praying, they start going in tongues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How you going to go in tongues while you're praying, and nobody know what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells you don't do that. Paul talks about it in Corinthians, where you just speaking in tongue and you ain't got no interpreter. You ain't got no business doing that in an open setting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do while you praying. Pray the prayer that needs to be prayed and sit down. But going in and start praying and going into tongue while you're praying and you have no interpreter is out of order according to the book.
Amen.
He said, don't heap up these empty phrases as the Gentiles do. Just going on and just saying anything. And it ain't just about the speaking in tongues. People just get to praying anything. That's why you have to be careful when you join in hands in a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
People get to praying just for themselves. People get to going in tongues with no interpreter. People get to talking about their cousins and uncles in jail and all of that. And they're supposed to be going in about this church.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they put all their personal problems in there. Don't put your personal problems in the church prayer. Pray for the church as a whole. You got problems on your own, you go to God about that before you get to church, or you do that at the altar. But don't do that in the church setting when you go join in hands.
Amen.
When you join hands, you're for the whole group. You're for the whole church.
Mm-hmm.
It says, for they think that they have been heard for their many words. Just because you're saying a whole lot of words and it sound all cool and everything, that don't mean that God hears that. It might sound good to us, but it's God listening. Because that's who the prayer is to. Jesus goes on to say, do not be like them. In 8. For your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. God knows what the church needs. He is expecting you to ask for that. Jesus said in 9, pray then like this. Our Father. He starts out, our Father. Jesus had every right to say, my Father. But he's in a church setting. You see what I'm saying? And he's going in with the crowd. So he says, our Father. Not just his Father, but our Father. In heaven, hallowed be thy name. And what you're doing when you say this is giving honor and praise to God before you start. Some people pray and they go in about what they need and what they want from God and all of that before they give God his due. Jesus said, give God his due first.
Right.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your name. Your name is holy. You are the Holy One. Give God his due before you just start going to ask questions. You as a parent, we all know. Our kids come to us, I can't stand it, you know. Dad, can I have? How you doing? You know what I mean? They just come to you with what they need first without addressing you correctly. I get that in Texas. People just start asking me questions. Don't, hey, how you doing? Pastor Ken Simmons, how you doing? I would like to ask you this. But I do that for people. They just go ahead. What they need. Don't care about how you doing. Don't ask how you doing. Just tell you what they need. Wow. And so I always text back, how are you? And yes, I can. It's ridiculous. We have to do better. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And thy will be done. Your will be done. We understand that God's kingdom is coming. And he understands, he said, he talks about how God is holy. You give him his due. We know that your kingdom is coming. And we know that your will be done. And we pray that your will be done. We pray that your kingdom come. On earth as it is in heaven. We pray that your will be done here just like it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven means a lot. God tells Peter that whatever he does here is going to go back in heaven. Whatever he loosens here on earth loosens in heaven. Wherever he binds on earth is bound in heaven. It's on earth as it is in heaven. Right? And he says, your will be done here on earth. Just like your will is done in heaven. Heaven is a perfect place, so now he wants this place to be as perfect as that. And he says, and that's the only way that's going to happen. This place is going to be as perfect as heaven. When his kingdom comes. We want your kingdom to come and that your will be done just like it is in heaven. We want earth the same way. That's how you pray for the world.
Mm-hmm.
When we pray for the world, we think that we're praying for everybody in the world to be in unity. You can't pray for unity.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many different types of people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many worldly folks in the world. You can't pray for them to be in unity with us.
Mm-hmm.
Is people in here that believe in different religions and different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
You got devil worshippers. You can't have all of them in unison.
Mm-hmm.
Give us this day our daily bread. Jesus is telling us to ask for the nourishment that we need spiritually to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Give us what we need during this daily bread. And he says, forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. As we forgive people during the day, God forgive us as we forgive the people that is harming us.
Mm-hmm.
That way, because Jesus is saying that, because the only way he can forgive us is if, only way we can forgive, he can forgive us is if we forgive the people that do us wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right?
And lead us not into temptation, because temptation is always abound, because we are in a world that is ran by the devil. So we are constantly in a turmoil of temptation. And he says we are to ask God to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Right?
Right.
Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And that's the prayer. That's how you pray. Because we understand that this is your kingdom. You have all the power. You get all the glory forever.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's the prayer. Not long at all. Jesus told us to pray that. Those are the things you cover in a prayer when you're praying in a whole setting.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are covering the church. These are the things that we pray for.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So as we listen to Jesus and we hear Jesus talk, this is how we're supposed to pray. These are the things that we're supposed to watch out for. We have to make sure that we are doing it with the right spirit,
mm-hmm.
in the right spirit, for the right reasons.
Right.
Otherwise, God is not trying to hear us
mm-hmm.
at all. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word that you've given us today. We thank you for all of the things that you have showed us in these scriptures about how to pray, how to treat the needy, what kind of spirit we're supposed to have when we go forth in the things that we are to go forth in as a church. Father, we thank you for the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of this word. Now we can go and teach others what we learned here today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Stay blessed and faithful.
Watching Tent of Meeting Holiness Ministries. For more of God's Word, please subscribe to this channel.
Don't forget to hit the like button and the notification bell so you can get all the latest content that is on this channel.
Thanks again for coming.
And as always, stay blessed and faithful.